we're not actually going to be learning anything in Gemara Brachos. We're going to be doing something in preparation for learning the Gemara in Brachos. What we're learning in Gemara Brachos is the Zmanim for Tfilas HaShachar, Zmanim for Tfilas Mincha, and they all refer to Sha'os. We've already learned the Perish Mishnayos, the Ram, that a Sha'ah is not defined as 60 minutes or any fixed amount of time, but rather as the 12th of the day. And we've already seen the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gonim, although we didn't learn the Gonim yet. We're still only with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is trying to resolve a stira between two Gemaras, and he ends up, as a result, with two different types of Shkia. And basically, so the two issues over here. One issue is, when is night, and when does night start? When does Ben HaShemashah start? And consequently, when does night start? And the second issue is, when does, when you're calculating these sha'os, which are called sha'os manios, proportional hours, how do you calculate, so the hour is defined as a 12th of the day, how do you measure the length of the day? That's a separate machlokas, separate from the machlokas in Rabbeinu Tam the Gonim. It all has to do with interpreting a Gemara in Pesachim, and that's what I gave you in the handout, the Gemara in Pesachim. You really need to learn the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim is actually, the reason it's a Pesachim Gemara is because it gets into the din of Pesach Sheni. You know, there's a halacha of Pesach Sheni that if a person was B'derech Chokah, so and he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, so he's allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni, right? Bring the Pesach a month later. So the question is, what is the definition of a derech rechoka? All right. So we're going to see the sheet. There's a significant machlokas about it in the Gemara, but we're going to see the sheet of Ula. And I think all the Amoraim seem to learn that derech rechoka has to do with how fast and how far a person can travel given a certain period of time, and given that the measurement of time, there was no real way of measuring time. It seems that the way Chazal measured time was by how long it would take you to walk a certain distance. I don't know how they measured distance exactly. I'll tell you a certain number of the measurements that you need to know for this Gemara. But that's how they measured time. It was a time that it took to walk either a mil or a parsa or some other distance.
Who's the walker? Some people walk faster than others.
And I was talking about an Adam Beinoni. Whatever an Adam Beinoni is, I think Sam is probably an Adam Beinoni.
I used to be. Now I got older and slower.
Well, that's, we all became that way. That's the Adam Beinoni. Anyway, so in order to understand the Gemara, you have to know one or two basic things. The Gemara, it's not an easy Gemara, but it's a very interesting Gemara, and it's so much complex. And as you learn through the Gemara, you might be able to see that there's certain parts of the Gemara that would lead to subsequent disputes as to exactly how some of the what exactly derived from the Gemara in terms of some of the issues that we've been discussing. First thing you have to know is that a parsa is A parsa is 40. Is that right? One second, let me get this right. You really have to know this. I think a parsa is, I believe a parsa is 40 mil. That's the one thing you need to know. Parsa is 40 mil, okay? That's important. Those are both distance measurements. The parsa is 40 mil, okay? So, in the handout, what I've given you is basically the Mishnah and the Gemara. If someone wants to do it in the Gemara, as I said, you can do it in the Gemara, but you have to skip around a little bit if you can do it in the Gemara. I gave you the Mishnah and the Gemara, Rashi on the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then I skipped to another part of the Gemara and the Rashi, and finally, the bottom is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? It's Rabbeinu Tam. So we're not actually going to get to the Machlokas today. as to how you measure Ashura's Manis, but it all depends on how you interpret this Gemara over here. Okay? I hope this is doable. Yes. It's not an easy Gemara. I hope that I know it. And hopefully I'll be able to help you if you get stuck.